朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我们读路加福音第九章。
Let's read the book of Gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
我们读五十七节到六十二节，请弟兄姊妹一同来读。路加福音第九章五十七到六十二节。
Verse 57 through 62. Luke 9:57 to 62.
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说：跟从我来。那人说：主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说：任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说：主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说：手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。今天早上在我选诗歌的时候，我很想再选198首。
This morning when I picked this hymns, I really wanted to pick 198 again.
但是因为唱了很多遍很多遍，最近我们几个礼拜都在唱。
But we have seen it so many times for the past few weeks.
不知道弟兄姊妹唱厌了没有？
I don't know whether you're tired about it or not.
所以我就再加两个号码，变200首。
So I add two numbers to it, so it becomes 200.
其实我心里是想唱198首。
But deep down inside, I really like to sing 198 again.
弟兄姊妹们喜不喜欢唱第198首呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, do you really like that one?
198. 如果要再唱，我们可以再唱一节圣经诗歌，好不好？
Now, if you really like that one, if you can raise your hand, we can sing it just once more.
也许弟兄，有弟兄来唱啊。这首诗歌很多人都会背，我们再唱一次好不好？唱一节诗歌，198首。喜乐。今天我们要继续讲门徒的信息。
Today we'll continue on the message of discipleship.
如果我问一个问题，在十二门徒里面，你们最喜欢哪一个？
If I should ask a question among the 12 disciples, which one you like most?
大家告诉我最喜欢哪一位？
Now would you tell me which one you like most?
第一个进到你脑子里的名字是哪一个？
Now which is the first name that enter into your mind?
有没有人告诉我你喜欢哪一个门徒？
Now would you tell me which one you like?
约翰。
John.
我就猜到你要说约翰。
I guess that you will say John.
所以我今天要讲约翰。
That's why I will say John. I will talk about John today.
但弟兄姊妹，约翰很可爱吗？
Now, is John very lovely?
那胡姊妹告诉我为什么约翰可爱？
Now, Sister Hu, would you tell me why is John so lovable?
所以他选了一个弟兄叫做 John.
That's why he picked a brother named John.
我想大家都答不上来，为什么喜欢约翰？
Now, why do you like John so much?
我们读一节圣经。
Let's read a verse.
马可福音三章十七节。
Mark 3:17.
弟兄姊妹找到没有？我们一同来读好不好
？Let's read it together.
还有西庇太的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两个人起名叫半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。
And James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the son of thunder.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个名字半尼奇意思就是雷子。
Now this name Boanerges is meaning the son of thunder.
这个名字很奇怪啊。
Now this is a strange name.
雷子，我想不是因为他讲话很声音很大。
I don't think it's because he talks loud.
为什么叫他做雷子？
Now why it was named son of thunder?
我想因为他脾气很不好。
I believe he's got a bad temper.
弟兄姊妹有没有想到约翰和雅各是两个大脾气的人？
Now do you ever think of that John and James are two with hot temper?
汉姊妹啊，胡姊妹，你喜欢一个脾气火大的人吗？
Now sister Hu, do you like a man with a hot temper?
约翰和雅各他们的名字叫半尼奇，是雷子的意思。
But John and James, they were named Boanerges, that means the son of thunder.
那我到底要问，到底你们对雅各、约翰有多少认识啊？
Then I'll have to ask you, how much do you know this John and James?
刚才我问了一个问题，大家都没有回答，为什么约翰可爱？为什么约翰觉得可亲？回答不出来。
I just asked a question now, why is he lovable? And nobody can answer that.
再看看他的名字可不好说，叫做雷子啊。
But if we look into his name, then oh, that's terrible because his name is Son of Thunder.
我想雅各和约翰，主耶稣叫他们雷子的时候，他们也无可奈何。
I believe when John and James heard that they were named so, they couldn't do a thing about it.
他们愿不愿意接受这个名字呢？
Are they willing to receive this kind of name?
他们觉不觉得自己是雷子呢？
Do they really think themselves as a son of thunder?
恐怕是一面又不太敢，不想接受，一面又不好意思说，父子你弄错，我不是雷子。
I believe, they probably don't really want to receive it, but then they're not to say, no, I'm not the son of thunder.
到底约翰是不是雷子啊？
Now, is John really the son of thunder?
我们看看圣经怎么记载。
Let's look at the scripture, see how was it recorded.
弟兄姊妹，考验考验我们大家对约翰跟雅各有多少认识啊。
Now, this is a test, see how much we know them.
我们先看马可福音九章三十八节到四十节。
Let's read Mark 9.
三十八到四十
，38:40，Mark 9:38:40，
一起读好不好
？Let's read it together.
约翰对那人说：“夫子，对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。”耶稣说：“不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。”有一个人在那里传道赶鬼，奉着主的名来行神迹。
There's one there, preaching the gospel and casting out devil in Jesus' name.
但这个人约翰不认识他。
But this person, John didn't know.
他说：“只有我们是跟随耶稣，我们能奉主的名，为什么他也能奉主的名啊？”
Because John think, oh, only us, now we are the ones that follow Jesus. How come this stranger can do the same thing?
他一看就火大了。
So he is really mad.
他说：“夫子，他奉你的名去禁止他。”
So he said, "Master, he's doing this. Now you go stop him."
火气大不大？
Now is he in a bad temper?
我们再看马可福音第十章。
Let's read Mark 10.
三十五到四十五。
35 to 45.
西庇大的儿子雅各、约翰近前来，对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么？”他们说：“召赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们也要喝；我所受的洗，你们也要受。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。”那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各、约翰。第十最后一节哈，四十一节。
Now, verse 41, and when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John.
弟兄姊妹，雅各、约翰可不可爱呀？
Now, are they lovable?
那十个门徒听见就恼怒他。哎呀，这两个人。
Those ten disciples are so mad at them that these two.
还想做老大老二了。
They want to be the first and the second.
将来复活，一个坐在主耶稣左边，一个坐在主的右边。
Later on, after resurrection, they want to sit one in the left, one in the right.
那我们这十个人坐哪里啊？
Now, where do we sit?
他们恼怒雅各、约翰。
So they're very mad at them.
我们再看，路加福音，我们转回来看路加福音第九章。
Let's read Luke 9.
这次我们请大家一起读好不好？
Let's read it together this time.
我们从四十六节读起。
Starting from 46.
请弟兄姊妹一同读四十六节，我们一段一段读好吧。四十六节先读到四十八节。
Let's read 46 through 48 first.
好，请弟兄姊妹一同读。门徒中间起了议论，谁将为大？耶稣看出他们心中的议论，就领一个小孩子来，叫他站在自己的旁边，对他们说：“凡为我名接待这小孩子的，就是接待我。”凡接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。你们中间最小的，他变为大。那弟兄姊妹，我想主早就知道约翰、雅各还有其他十个人呢、啊，心里他怎么想
I believe Jesus already know what they were thinking ahead of time.
有一天雅各约翰他们心里的故事露出来了。
One day when John Jacob John and James they have this this thought revealed.
那么其实圣经里记载门徒争论谁伟大是常常争论谁伟大。
But actually in the, it was recorded all among those disciples this kind of argument happened all the time to fight who's the greatest.
耶稣看出他们心中议论呢，就对，就领个小孩子来。
Jesus knows what the, what's in, inside of them, so he lead a little child in front of them.
他说：“你们中间最大的就最小，最小的就最大。”
Then he say, "Among you, the greatest will be the smallest, and smallest will be the greatest."
门徒们没有听懂啊。
And those disciples did not really understand.
我们再读四十九节和五十节。
Let's read verse 49 through 50.
我们再一起读。约翰说：“夫子。”我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不与我们一同跟从你。耶稣说：“不要禁止他，因为不抵挡你们的，就是帮助你们的。”这节圣经我们刚才读的差不多啊，我们再继续读五十一节到五十六节。
51 through 56。
耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去，便打发使者在他前面走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要为他预备。那里的人不接待他，因他面向耶路撒冷去。他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？”耶稣转身责备那两个门徒，说：“你们的心如何？你们并不知道。人子来，不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。”说着，就往别的村庄去了。又是这两个门徒。
Again, these two.
约翰、雅各。
John and James.
他们好像一对双生子一样。
They are like twins.
一个人心里有这个意思，那个人也是一样。
Now one have the thought, the other have the same thought.
西庇太这两个儿子常常和门徒们找麻烦。
The sons of Zebedee is always causing trouble among disciples.
所以我不晓得为什么弟兄姊妹这么喜欢约翰。
I don't know why you like John so much.
其实我也很喜欢约翰。
But in fact, I like John very much.
等到我们讲完今天的信息，我希望我们更爱约翰。
After this message, I hope that we'll love him even more.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰按照天然的个性，不是一个可爱的人。
But according to his nature, he's not a very lovable person.
主耶稣叫他伴尼奇啊。
Because Jesus called him Boanerges.
主的话真是很幽默。
Our Lord's really full of humor.
你们有没有被人叫过各样绰号啊？
Now, have you been nicknamed by other people?
你听到这些绰号，你高不高兴啊？
Now, after you heard them, are you happy?
但是多半这些绰号都最对的名字。
But most of the time, all those nicknames are the really correct to you.
别人看我们呢、啊，比我们自己看自己清楚。
Because other people see us clearer than we see ourselves.
这个不是叫我们去论断别人、啊。
Now this is not to teach you to judge other people.
约翰和雅各刚刚听见主耶稣叫他们伴尼奇的时候
，When John and James first heard that Jesus calls them Boanerges,
一面大概他们也很欢喜，因为主耶稣特别看重他们，特别看见他们。
But at one hand, that they're very happy because Jesus really paid attention to them.
主耶稣称利未做马太。
Because Jesus called Levi Matthew.
主耶稣叫西门叫彼得。
He called Simon Peter.
这个约翰雅各都给他们起个名字叫伴尼奇。
And John James he gave them name Boanerges.
至少这些人名字在主的心里面。
At least those names are in Jesus' heart.
所以他们也许很欢喜。
So probably they're very happy.
可是我想他们还不大服气。
But then they still cannot accept it totally.
为什么叫我做雷子？不是，我又不会打雷。
Why was I named a son of thunder? I don't cause that kind of a frightening thing.
但是有一天，当约翰雅各看见有人奉主的名在那里传道。
But then one day when John and James saw people casting out preaching in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各和约翰天生是个性情窄小的人。
Now you can see that John and James was in nature a very narrow person.
这可以自己做，别人不能做的。
They can do something, but not others.
他们奉主的名，他们也出去学习传道、医病、赶鬼。
They in Jesus' name they went out. They healed people and they cast out devils.
但是 别人做这些事情的时候，他们心里不高兴。
But when other people do the same thing, they're not happy.
因为他们心里总觉得说自己做这件事情有相当的荣耀。
Because they think when we are doing it, that there's a certain glory there.
你晓得我们今天侍奉主很多时候啊，也是这样情形。
Nowadays, when we serve the Lord, so many times we're like that.
我以前讲过，常常说，那我们去看望一个人，结果看了半天，他得救了，但是不来我们这里聚会。
I always say that a lot of time we visit someone, and afterwards he's saved, but he doesn't come here to have meeting with us.
心里难过。
Then you feel bad.
保罗不是这样。
But Paul is not like that.
保罗说，无论如何，福音总是传开了。
He said, no matter what, the gospel is spread.
所以他说他要欢喜。
So he's still happy.
他心里欢喜。
He's indeed, inside he's happy.
弟兄姊妹们，度量窄小是每一个天然人都有这样情形。
Now to be narrow is the nature in everybody.
旧约时候人是这样，新约时候人这样。
In the Old Testament, so and in the same in the New Testament.
两千年以前这样，今天还是这样。
It was so 2,000 years ago, and today is still the same.
但每个人都觉得我度量还不小哈。
But everybody will think that I'm pretty good.
因为还没有摸到你度量的边界嘞。
Because they haven't really touched the boundary of your measure.
因为你天天为自己而活的时候，
because every day when you live for yourself,
没有人敢碰你啊。
Nobody can touch you.
像个刺猬一样，人生活在一起好像刺猬一样。
Because among people we're like the porcupines.
靠得太远了，很冷啊。
When we're farther apart, it's kind of cold.
但如果挤得太近啊，会痛啊。
But if we're too close together, it's starting to hurt.
我每次看见弟兄姊妹家里面超过四个人在一起住的时候，我就很佩服他们。
Every time I saw that in a family there's more than four members, I'm very, I think.
Admire them.
I admire them.
我家里有五，小时候我家里有五个人啊。
When I was young, we have five people in my family.
父亲母亲还有一个姐姐一个弟弟。
I have my parents and an older sister and a younger brother.
天天吵架。
We fight every day.
我觉得他们度量真是不够。
And I feel they are so stingy and so narrow.
但是奇怪，都是跟我吵架。
But how come they always fight with me?
这不明白呀。
So I don't understand.
他们度量小到个地步要跟我吵架。
They are so narrow that they want to fight with me.
不晓得每个人都度量有个限度。
And I didn't know we all have a certain limit.
旧约里面也是这样啊。
And it's the same in the Old Testament.
有个君王叫做罗伯安。
There's a king named Roboam.
他是所罗门的儿子。
He's the son of Solomon.
你晓得所罗门是圣经里面记载度量最大的一个人。
Now Solomon is recorded in the Bible as the most with the greatest measure.
因为他去祷告神，他说：“求你给我个大的度量。”
Because when he prayed to the Lord, he prayed that he will have a great measure.
圣经里说所罗门的心广大如同海沙。
And it was said that the King Solomon has this, that his heart is great and broad like the sea.
但是他的儿子罗伯安度量不够大。
But his son doesn't have such good measure.
有一天以色列国被分裂成两半。
One day when Israel was split into two.
北面叫做以色列，南面叫做犹大。
The north part is Israel and the south is Judah.
所罗门的儿子罗伯安只有南面的两个支派。
And the son of Solomon only have the two tribes in the south.
耶罗伯安他得了十个支派。
But Jeroboam has the 10 tribes in the north.
所以耶罗伯安头一件事就是打把他打回来。
So Roboam, first thing he's come to his mind is that I have to fight, I have to conquer them.
神说不许他打。
And the God said no.
你知道圣经里记得很妙，他就当时就不打就回去了。
So at that time it was recorded, so he stopped fighting and go back.
但是圣经里又记载说罗伯安在世日子常常跟耶罗伯安征战。
But then it was recorded in his days that he lived, he always have trouble with Jeroboam.
明着不敢打，暗中常常打。
There's no open war, but there's a cold war going on.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天度量不够啊，和人中间呢冷战哈。的确冷战，明着不敢，暗中还是征战。
Now when we don't have this the big measure, we do that all the time. We don't have an open fight with someone, but the cold war is always going on.
罗伯安他比较敬畏神，他在设立祭坛。他在他的耶不是 耶路撒冷祭坛，他请祭司侍奉。
He Roboam asked the priest to set up altars in Jerusalem.
耶路伯安他就嫉妒。
And Jeroboam is very jealous about this.
所以他就自己也立了祭坛。
So he set up an altar himself.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这个现象啊，大家增进彼此增进都一样。
Now this is the same that everybody is fighting like this.
但是保罗刚才我们说保罗的度量。
But Paul has a different measure.
他明明知道有些人传福音是出于嫉妒、出于纷争、出于结党。
Indeed, he already knows some people who preach the gospel. The purpose of that is to fight and to have conflict and to have a small group.
但是他说，无论如何，福音总是传开了。
But he said, nevertheless, the gospel is spread.
他说，为此我要欢喜，我还要欢喜。
For this, I will joy, and again, I will be joyful.
主耶稣度量更大。
And Jesus have even greater measure.
他说，不要禁止他。
Jesus said, don't stop them.
因为不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们的。
Because he said, if they're not against us, they're for us.
他说奉主的名侍奉的不会抵挡主。
He said, those who serve in the name of the Lord will not fight against the Lord.
但是这件事情出来的时候，我们讲谁？不是讲罗伯汉，今天讲约翰哈。约翰受不了。
But then when when Jesus said that, John cannot stand it.
因为不仅约翰度量窄小，他有一个成见专断。
Not only that, he has a preconcept.
他有一个嫉妒的态度。
He's jealous.
因为不知道为什么呀，好像这些罪的本性在每个人身上或多或少显出来，都是这样。
Somehow this kind of the nature of sin which show force in everybody more or less here and there.
没有一个人是说只有一种病的。
Nobody's only have one little shortcoming.
有些人说我什么都好，就是脾气坏一点。
And some people say, oh, I'm all right, except I have a little hot temper.
我什么都好，就脾气急一点。
I'm okay in every respect, except I'm a little bit I'm a short tempered.
但是脾气坏跟脾气这个急啊，差不多哎。
This bad temper or short temper is about the same.
急躁的人就一定要脾气坏的。
Those who have a hot temper, they usually have a bad temper.
有些时候我说我们度量什么都好，就是这个人心地狭小一点。
Sometimes we say, oh, this person's all right, except he's a little bit stingy.
但心地狭小的人有时候也会算计别人。
But we know that stingy person sometimes will calculate against other people.
那个约翰呢，你看他这件一句话说出来的时候，你碰到那个味道啊，这个人呢就是度量不够。
Now when he said that, then you can touch something inside of him, that is he's such a small measure.
但是还不止这样。
But not only that.
又有一次。
And one more time, there's in another occasion.
那这回真是雷子表现出来。
Now this time is really the behavior of a son of thunder.
那一天主耶稣面向着耶路撒冷去。
That day when Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem.
但是撒玛利亚人不接待他。
But this Samaritan does not receive them.
圣经里并没有讲为什么不接待他。
In the Bible, it did not tell us why the Samaritan refused him.
但是底下接着说因为他向耶路撒冷去。
But it says,Because his face as if he's going to Jerusalem.
好像这里的意思就是说，因为他专心向着神的缘故。
As if it's trying to say that because Jesus is so concentrated, he's trying to face God.
所以他被撒玛利亚人所弃绝。
That's why he's despised by Samaritans.
因为撒玛利亚的人是一半一半、半天半地的这些基督徒。
Because the Samaritans are the so-called half Christian.
主耶稣要他的门徒在村庄里面预备，他们却不让他去。
And Jesus wanted the disciples send messengers into the village to prepare.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是为着神的旨意到耶路撒冷去。
We know Jesus go to Jerusalem is because of God's will.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣， 并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。